Absolutely. I mean, we're a small border town here in Castlefinnan. We're a very small population, but it brings back the same problem that I was actually talking about a few weeks ago about the need for extra Garda resources on the border. I mean, it highlights the fact again that we're in a very vulnerable position here in the border, and we've got criminals on both sides of that imaginary line can use it to their advantage, and I think it's clear that criminals are using it to harvest these drugs, and it's very concerning for the local residents.
Now, Reverend, you were involved, local Gardaí, and of course the Donegal Drugs Unit, which it was claimed was very much still active, and this operation would seem to underline that.
It is, and I think the Garda Drugs Unit and the local Gardaí have to be commended. I think it's obvious from the events last night that there was a huge intelligence operation going on, and obviously which would have contained a huge surveillance operation as well to bring about this drugs haul last night, and indeed the one 2 weeks ago in Balbafay. So I think it brings the total, I think, to 780,000 in the last 2 weeks in a small area of the Fun Valley.
You talk about it being a small area. In reality, ahead of this operation, and you being from that area, would people have been suspicious of this type of activity going on?
Absolutely not. I think that's why there was so much shock 2 weeks ago in Balbafay, and then again last night in Castlefinnan. The people in the area had no idea that this was going on. I think first of all, we had the shock of a Chinese being used in Balbafay, and then as yet the details aren't clear of what happened last night or what actually transpired. But the people that live here are in a huge state of shock because, as I say, it's a sleepy border village. And we don't expect this sort of thing to be happening on our doorstep. This is more of a thing that you would expect for a big urban city.